Hey, Ephraim, you got those glazes for the solar eclipse, right?
How f- dare you?
Do you care to correct my pronunciation at all?
Yeah, that's right. All that was wrong. It's really Ephraim.
Today we go through all the most Pokemon, popular Pokemon pronunciation names, all the things we've said wrong, Meetang, Arceus, what's the correct pronunciation we find out today, all that and much, much more on this episode on a Bells and Whistles podcast. Run that intro!
Do we need to, bleep me saying f***ing, huh, don't we? I had all that stuff.
Yeah, who cares?
We're getting too sidetracked.
Welcome to the Side Boob Hour, huh? Is that Family Guy? What is that?
That's Side Boob Hour?
Yeah, that's the side. I think that's all the Family Guy heads in the audience below.
Mike has lost my foreskin.
Welcome to the Circumcision Hour. What a way to start, huh?
Off to a blazing start.
I don't know if you guys know anything about like YouTube algorithm and whatnot, but when we're going around monetizing, it says there can't be any like foul language in the first 30 seconds of the video.
But there's also like levels, right?
Yeah,
like, if you say shit in the first 7 seconds,
you're done.
No, that's good.
Oh, that is good.
But if you say fuck, or God forbid, you say something like cocksucker.
Yeah, you can't do
or
that.
Something it's,
in the first
it's
seven
game
seconds.
Over. And then, like, if I'm not mistaken, it's like shit. Okay, fuck. Eh. And then it's like racism. it's like wait, hold on. I don't know if that's the next jump.
But all I was saying is that I always think about now that when we start these.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, we can't say that, but can we, the subject matter count? Can we say?
What if we
circumcision?
Say. Welcome back to the Bells and Whistles podcast. Ryan Quigley, Ephraim Birdie, we're back in business. Did you miss us?
I missed us. I missed us.
I enjoyed my rest.
You enjoyed your rest.
I enjoyed my rest. I was happy to go live. I was proud. We went live two
we
times
went
last
two
week.
Times. I forgot to hold the mic close to me.
I didn't want to talk
you
about
didn't
it.
Want to talk it. You didn't like that. You didn't like that. I thought it was great.
Yeah.
I like that. My office is like weirdly echoey. You'd think that I live in like
cavernous.
I was like, oh, it's small. This isn't going to be a problem.
No, it's you got to work out the kinks. My first stream kind of looked like dog shit.
No, you know. No, don't patronize me.
You know.
I did it bad myself.
Do we have anything to talk about, or should we get right to the chase?
I don't know. Is there anything that we did my vlog.
We did the vlog.
We might do a couple more of those.
I think you should. Damn near 170 views or something like that.
Is it really?
Yeah,
now?
I'm telling
hey,
you.
Good job. Ephraim goes to Five Below. That's, you know.
Yeah.
Who would have thought? I mean, guys, let me know, where would you like me to go next? Straight to hell.
So stupid. Ephraim goes to Six Flags Great Adventure.
Ephraim so goes stupid. To the lobotomy clinic.
You know what? I'm on a new rabbit hole, new YouTube.
Yeah, what are you thinking?
I don't understand how you and you've never once asked me to go camping with you.
I've never been camping once.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Neither have I. But I don't think that's pertinent.
Want to pop
right
these cherries together?
I've been watching a lot of Outdoor Boys. Have you heard of the Outdoor
Boys?
Oh,
the Outdoor Boys.
Have you heard of this?
I think I've seen a video or two.
It's a Mormon.
Chet?
No, it's Luke. It's a Mormon guy.
Oh.
Who takes his children into the freezing cold of Alaska. And then he'll chop down various trees and hunt various
wildlife. Wow.
And you could just
what
see,
do the boys do? They just watch.
They just sit there and he's like, Nathan, are you having a good time? Yeah. And they're like, yeah. And I can't stop watching the video. I watch every fucking frame of the shit that guy produces.
I'm all for that. I like that kind of thing.
Yeah, but it's not gonna be for me.
What
it's not
I
can't go
what
for it.
I think we should do.
I can't do what's it called? Camping.
Camping, I couldn't do it. What I think we should
bushcraft.
I don't know if I'd call it that.
It's the word bush. It's the word bush.
You.
Bush. That's the word of the day, kids. Bush.
Yeah, there you go, gang.
Ask your mom what a bush is.
If you say, if you talk about that in the first 7 seconds of a video, you're going to be demonetized. What I think we should
we can dispute it, and we'll be like, no, we were talking about shrubbery.
Yeah, exactly. What I think we should do is, because of the Try Guys, they're going under, you know.
The Give It A Go Gang. The Give It A Go Gang. Keith from Try Guys. He's doing a lot of musical theater.
Yeah, he's doing a lot of musical theater these days. They're all branching out into what they really ought to be doing. But I think the market is ripe for replacement.
Right.
And one of the things that they do, that Rebecca has shown me a few of them, is that they go to a restaurant or a chain restaurant.
Okay.
And they order every single thing on the menu.
Okay.
And they give each one a little shot, see what they think.
Right.
And they tell you which things to get at the restaurant
and
which things not.
A mukbang.
A little mukbang, yeah? I think we should get into that.
You want to do a mukbang?
Yeah, maybe one.
But we can't afford the whole menu.
We can't. I think we go to
McDonald's. Yeah, let's just keep it to a McChicken. How much is a Big Mac? Nah, let's do it. No.
Let's skip it.
Yeah.
I think you and I go to Popeye's right around the corner from here.
There's no way we get away with that.
Sure,
go for it. Go to Popeyes.
You know, you get all the chicken, I'll get all the seafood.
Yeah, there you go.
And we'll see what's good, right? You tell us what you'd like.
Yeah, guys. Don't you want to see what we think of Popeyes chicken? Yeah. The new hip fast food of Popeyes chicken.
I'm telling you, there's a market out there. There's a market out there. But no, instead we're going to talk about...
No, let me tell you. Yeah, because Popeyes, I'll tell you what I call it. I call it Popeyes.
I'm so mad.
You like that transition? You like that segue?
I can't stand this.
Kids, today we're going to talk about... Because I was lambasted last week for saying me-tang.
Me-tang. I want to make sure you're not too loud.
I was lambasted because I mispronounced Pokemon names, and we constantly mispronounce Pokemon names. Yeah. And a lot of people have their own personal pronunciations of Pokemon.
Yes, it's true.
So what I thought would be fun as a low, no screen record, no bullshit podcast is if we go through. I listened to the correct pronunciation of every single Pokemon today.
Did you really?
I did. I listened to the correct pronunciation of every single Pokemon today. I can shout out to dude.
The things that we do for this channel.
The things I do for love. And shows that.
It's Ray. Everybody loves
Ray. No, well, I did it in the voice of Ray. Yeah, but the things I do for love.
The things I do for love.
Kids, stay till the end for the things I do for love. What show is that from?
No, what is that? Is that... It's not Yogi Bear, but it's something like it.
It's traditionally a character who doesn't speak. That's the only hint I'll give you. Wait till the end. This is a trivia episode.
Okay, there you go.
The fella is Trust Your Pilot. Trust Your Pilot is one word. Trust Your Pilot Pokemon. He's a good fella.
Yeah.
I don't know. I watched any of his other videos. But he had a video where he went through and he talked about the etymology. Like, you know,
he seems like a good guy. Yeah.
I don't know who he voted for. But anyway, shout out to you. Anybody who acts like I did any like actual research, I for sure didn't. It was all this dude.
Yeah.
Good job. And he did a lot of there was a program called Pokédex 3D Pro.
Oh.
And it came out like 10 years ago or something and it goes up to like Sinnoh or Unova or something.
Yeah.
And it's like it goes through and it pronounces all of the things from the Pokemon company.
It's like his voice pronouncing them.
Well, it's the server's voice, and then when it gets It's the fucking, what's it called? Pokédex 3D Pro.
Yeah.
It's that fucking program pronouncing them. And then when it gets to Unova or whatever, he takes over.
He takes over. Okay, very cool.
And then he fills in the gaps with various research or whatever. But the thing to remember before we start our journey, children, is that Pokemon themselves have not been too consistent.
No, they haven't.
Who's Croconaw's evolution?
Feraligatr.
He at one point has been called Feraligatr.
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 Okay, yes.
But now they maintain that it's actually Feraligatr now. Okay, but it's like, and there's also, the crazier one is Unown, the little letter Pokemon.
Yes.
At one point they claimed to be pronounced Unown. Which, like,
that's a little funny.
It's a weird hill to die on.
Yeah, yeah. we're gonna pick this.
Yeah,
and
no.
We're sticking.
Yeah, no. You need a little stop in there.
Take a little breath. Unown.
And then there are like other weird ones that have been sort of abandoned, like Serebii. claims that like the horses from Sword and Shield, it claims phonetically that they are pronounced instead of Glastria, Glastria and Glastria. Spectria.
Oh, but
which
that's
you wonder
they're from Boston.
No, well, you meant to assume is like are they trying to emulate a British accent?
Oh,
Glastria.
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 Glastria. Glastria. And then even most recently, He Sui.
The first trailer
pronounced it He Sui, and then they sort of backed off to Hisui.
Hisui, yes.
Or Hisui.
Yeah.
You know? So, you know, the important thing is that nothing is perfect.
You got to think that it's kind of complicated hiring people over, like, across the ocean to read different language versions of your characters when they're all little made-up names anyway.
Aren't we all little made-up names?
I'm saying I feel like, you know, if anybody, God forbid anybody in Japan tries to pronounce Ephraim.
Yeah, really.
Game over. But don't you want to know, there's part of me that, you know, wishes that our fans sort of played a game with us and they never heard us say Ephraim and Ryan out loud. There's got to be a couple people that would say your name pretty crazy.
I'm sure people will have heard my name and will still call me Ephraim.
They still do.
All that stuff. Yeah.
Let's start, huh?
Yeah, let's do it.
This is all chronological order. We'll zoom past the boring ones and we'll really dissect the interesting ones. I want to start with one that strikes me every time.
Oh.
What is the pre-evolution? The pre-evolution of Raticate.
Oh, I knew this one was coming.
What is
it? Rattata.
You say Rattata.
Uh-huh.
My whole life, I've been a Rattata guy.
Rattata.
I've been my whole entire life Rattata.
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 Well, it feels like it's not done yet.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Well, like Rattata what? Ratatouille?
Because I always figured it was like Rattata. Atta! Yeah. You know?
Rattata!
But it's in fact Rattata.
Rattata.
Okay.
Rattata, yes. Yeah.
I would argue that Rattata is stronger.
Rattata is stronger.
It is stronger.
I used to think it was, like, in the beginning, I used to think it was like Rattatat.
Well, yeah, that's kind of, you know, exactly.
Yes,
Rattata. Or something. But let me throw you this one. Yes. You know, I am not the only one with flaw.
Yeah, no.
What's the evolution of Growlithe, I ask you?
Arcanine.
Wrong, you stupid idiot.
Oh, no.
You talentless hack.
Oh, no.
It is, in fact, Arcanine.
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 Well, what do they think a scientific dog is? A canine?
Okay. How about this one? We're already on to Gen 2.
I was thinking, I was like, man, I'm taking too long with some of these bits. I should really let it go because we're going to be, you know, it's going to take forever.
No, we'll hang out.
Yeah.
The little, what's it called? A ladybug.
Ladyba.
Ladyba.
Uh huh.
What's that evolve into?
Ledian.
Ledian! They maintain.
Ledian!
Ledian!
And is there an explanation as to why, or is this just them being annoying?
Yeah, no. It's them being stupid. Ledian.
What is the etymology behind some of these names?
I'm pretty sure for Ledian, I'm pretty sure that it was made up by a gay guy. And he was really...
And he was like,
that was when he came up with the name! He loved theater.
He was like, Ladyba.
Ledian. No, it Ledian! Must be! Okay, this is a fun one for me. So the little fucking, the electric sheep, eh? What are they called? You have...
You've got Mareep. Flaffy.
They have an extra A in there that never sat right with me.
I know, that extra A.
But we're not going to talk about it.
Flaffy.
Affy.
Well, that's probably why. It's because it's baaing, like a sheep, right?
Oh.
Still
pronounced Flaffy.
Yeah, exactly. Flaffy. And then Ampharos, right?
Ampharos.
Yes, which is
au contraire.
Oh, no.
Ampharos.
Why?
You're acting like I came up with this.
Well, I thought they were pointing out like the reason.
It's just
why
the pronunciation.
Ampharos.
Yeah.
Huh? Like ferocity, maybe. Man, such a sweet looking sheep.
Os. I don't know. Ampharos.
Yeah.
Why would it be Ampharos?
I guess you're right. you know, you're absolutely right.
How about the little dragonfly fella?
I want to say Vibrava, but that's
not
the wrong one.
No.
No, you're Yanma. or
Yanma.
Yanma.
Yanma children.
I've heard people say Yanma.
Yanma and also Yanmega. Yanmega. Not Yanma. Yanmega.
I think I like a stronger A.
Yeah, but that's kind of what I'm saying is I wonder if it's racist that we're saying Yanma.
Why?
I don't know. It doesn't. I don't know. Maybe we're trying to something emulate. About Japanese culture.
Well, I say manga.
Well, that's
which
racist.
You're not supposed
well, I
to
guess
say.
I guess you're
it's
you're,
manga.
You're doomed either way.
Yeah,
huh?
It's manga.
Anyways, how about this? What about the pinecos?
Pinecos evolution. Also, that's interesting because I always call them pineco.
Pineco, pineco,
pineco. Yeah, is Fortress, right?
Fortress. I always said Fortress.
Fortress.
But it is Fortress.
Fortress. Yeah.
Fortress.
Right? Like
yes.
Fortress.
Yes.
I get why you would say that, but Fortress. Yeah, it's spelled like that.
Yes, exactly. This one really got under my skin.
Tell me about
there's,
it.
There's
this one's called Donald Trump.
There is a manta ray Pokemon.
Oh, manta ray Pokemon, you say.
What's his name?
Mantine.
Mantine
Provine, huh?
Mantine. Would you fucking get a load of that?
Huh. Mantine.
That doesn't
huh?
sound right.
That doesn't sound right. We're and sure especially, this guy knows what he's talking about?
I don't know. But it's alleged that it's Mantine.
Okay, Mantine.
But the more, which makes it even weirder that they went with Mantike.
Yeah, exactly.
So because I would love to, if you gave me one challenge, one coach's challenge, I would pick this one
yeah.
out of all these. I'd
yeah.
say, I don't know if that's
Are you
true.
Sure?
Yes.
Mantine.
Mantine.
So. I'm already saying it wrong again. Mantine.
I'm going to still say Mantine for sure.
But why would it be? Okay, I'll think about this a little bit more.
Okay.
Back to it. I've
this
also figured out the
this,
character that you're talking about in the beginning. Too.
You got
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I got it.
All right, so, well, you'll have to wait till the end.
I'll have to wait till the end.
there's no comment of the day today. It's a trivia episode. This is the one. This one is the one that inspired me with this idea for the episode. Because
yeah.
I was shocked to learn the actual name of this Pokemon.
Oh.
The pre-evolution of Donphan. The little elephant.
Yes.
What's his name?
Fanfy. Yeah.
There's no second PH. The name of the Pokemon is Fanpy.
Fanpy?
Look it up.
No way.
It is not Fanpy.
No way.
The name of the Pokemon is Fanpy.
Fanpy?
Fanpy. I was shocked and appalled. What's that effect called? Where you see
Mandela.
Shit. The Mandela effect.
Fanpy.
This is the one that the children aren't talking. This is going to be our big break on social media.
We did it, guys! We found Fanpy!
Doesn't that sound stupid?
That sounds awful. No way!
It's Fanpy!
Donphan, Fanpy.
Fanpy.
But why? I swear to God.
I swear to God as well!
I swear to God.
I swear to God.
I grew up
saying Fanpy.
And listened to what Brock.
Pokemon
and the
Johto
yeah,
saying
yeah,
Fanpy.
Brock in the Orange Islands, before he got replaced by Tracy, he had a Fanpy. I think. I might be
I totally 100% agree with you.
Yeah.
The Pokemon is named Fanpy.
Fanpy. God.
It really inspired me.
Yeah, they'll really change anything about it.
I know,
you know.
I know.
You know, Pikachu's name now? Obama. I'm really going for past presidents today.
How about this? One of the electric legendary dog.
Electric legendary dog is... well, this one I've actually always been a little insecure about.
What do you got?
I do Raikou.
Raikou is what I've always said.
Yeah. What is it? Got? Raikou?
Raikou? Allegedly. I don't know why.
Raikou. That doesn't sound right.
It doesn't sound right.
No, Raikou. But why is that...
But
why
you see,
is...
this is the beauty. We're allowed yeah. to disagree.
Yeah. There's culture. People have their different ways. You know, you say tomato, I say tomato.
Anything you can do. shall we move on to Gen 3?
Well, a lot of people say Suicune, a little weird too, don't
I've
they?
I've seen a couple. I was trepidatious
yeah.
when it comes to acknowledging the
consternation.
The mouth breathers out there that claim it that it's Suicune.
Suicune.
Or whatever like guys. You got to be better.
Yeah.
Like, I can't acknowledge Suicune. That. We can't give
I think it's
people,
a little funny to
it's
say
It's funny,
though, yeah.
but you can't give that a platform. That would be, you know.
What about those out there saying Suicune?
Suicune?
Suicune. Suicune.
I can't. Something about that makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah, no. That sounds like something you order at a sushi
yeah,
restaurant.
It's
yeah.
almost as bad as Bush. I always say slaking. I always said slaking.
Yeah.
But it is just slacking.
I've thought it was slacking.
It's just always been slacking.
Yeah, this because is just, they're normal. They're hanging around, you know.
Yeah, no, it's a lot. There are a lot of on here that I'm just like, oh, I never said that correctly. Mm-hmm. So, but I understand, like, oh, that's stupid. It is masquerade, not masquerine. Masquerade.
Oh,
like the rain.
Yeah, like the rain. Masquerade.
This is a fun one.
Okay.
This isn't a fun one. I like
Ken Gullet.
No, the little psychic fighting Gen 3.
Oh, I knew this was coming. Meditite.
Okay.
But is this not?
I always say Meditite and Medicham.
Medicham, Meditite, Medicham, and I'm saying Meditite.
Yeah, well, it's actually correct. It's Medicham, Meditite, Medicham.
Meditite and Medicham.
Yeah.
And what? How did you say it?
Medi. I hit the E. Medi.
I don't know. I feel like that's not so egregious.
It's not
so egregious.
It's not good.
To me.
This one is a little.
This
egregious.
Is my favorite Pokemon.
What's the little electric dog in Gen 3? What's his name?
Manectric, wow. But the little one.
You hit it correct. Manectric. It is Manectric. I always said Manectric.
Manectric.
You say Manectric because it's a dog's mane.
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Manectric.
I don't know. There's a lot of this is. I was really.
Well, but a lot of these feel like just if you're saying them quickly, they'll blend into it. Like you saying Manectric and saying Manectric.
This is nitpicky, but it's. I think these are the details that our audience.
It's
cares
true.
About.
We need to make sure that people know these.
Exactly.
Things. Yes.
So how about this? The little bugs. There's Volbeat and
Volbeat. And beat off.
The other one, I never once even tried to
Illumise.
Say.
Illumise.
It is Illumise.
Yes.
I'll throw in Illumise or
I
something.
I used to say Illumise, and then I looked up because I was...
You looked it up.
I did look up Illumise when I was younger.
Dork.
Well, you know why? It was because I had promised... This story has changed a couple times, but I used an action replay to get a friend of mine...
They need to bring back
action replay. Best thing they ever
did. They
need
to bring back action replay.
I love that. I love that shit. I used an action replay at a cousin's wedding when I was like 8 or 9 years old.
When I was like 16,
when 17. I was like 16, 17. No, when I was 8 or 9 years old, I used an action replay on a friend's game. And I was like, I'm going to get you Deoxys.
Wow.
And I typed in the, I typed in the code. And right. You used to have to type in like, it was like 85
letters long. It was
so long.
It was
you know?
So fucking long.
And you would
write
that and you type it in. But I did one of the letters wrong. And he could only catch Illumise from that point on.
Such a bad guy.
And I left. I was like, no, that's it. It'll wear off after a bit.
And it never did. It
never did.
It's horrible.
It never did. I think about that. I think one of those things, it's like on my deathbed, I'll remember that story. And I'll be like, that's where I went wrong.
You already said Vibrava. I always said Vibrava. I didn't hit the I hard enough. But this one's a little funny. What's the grass fossil type from Gen 3?
Lilip
and
Cradilly.
Cradilly. Uh-huh. You're hitting the dilly hard.
Uh-huh.
I always thought it was Cradilly.
Cradilly, yeah.
Cradilly.
Well, it was I thought it could be Cradilly.
Oh yeah.
I used to say that. And then again, I like this Pokemon a lot because it was like for a while it was like the only grass rock, I feel
right?
And I think that's a really fun combo. So I like Cradilly. Yeah.
Okay. This one's for you.
Oh. How do you say Ephraim?
Because I know you like what's Shuppet's evolution?
Bayonet.
This is bullshit. You're fucking with me because you always say Bayonet. This entire time you've said Bayonet.
But I've been saying
you have to honor the prompt here. It is Bayonet, not Bayonet. But we've a million
we
fucking
Bayonet.
Times on this podcast up until now have said Bayonet.
Bayonet. But yes, it is Bayonet.
Baywatchnet.
That's just what they do. It's always like pronounce the first syllable in a weird way.
It's Bane.
Bane. Mainetric, Baynetric.
Yeah. It's similarly, it's not Tropius, it's Tropius.
This is bullshit to me. Tropius is what it should be.
I think it's why? This is totally
because
it's tropical.
No.
Trop.
No, I understand.
Tropicana.
But it's falling into trope.
It's a trope of a weird dinosaur banana leaf flying
thing.
It's
a trope of a
of a closeted.
I was fearing. I was like, have we made too many gay jokes this episode?
There's never enough.
I was like, it's a trope of closeted gay guy.
And we're up to the big one, the one that started it all.
Yeah.
I say Meetang. I said Meetang. Because I think Meetang, as in metal.
Doesn't sound as good.
I think it's stupid.
Yeah.
I think they're both stupid names, so I think you should lean into the stupid and say Metang. And I'm going to continue saying Metang.
Beldum, Metang, Metang. Sorry. Beldum, Metang, and Metagross.
Metagross. It is not Metagross.
Yeah, Metagross. And it's not Metagross.
No.
Yeah. No, what does Beldum mean, then?
It's supposed to be like a bell. Alexander Graham Bell.
I can't believe you.
No, I actually, it's supposed to be like a dumbbell.
That is so stupid. That is so stupid. What you just did, and how you were like, and you're like, oh yeah, it's supposed to be like a bell. Like Alexander Graham Bell. Because you, in the middle of you doing it, you're like, oh yeah, well, it's supposed to be like a bell. Like, this is a bell.
Alexander Graham.
I understand.
It's supposed to be based on a dumbbell. Dumbbell. Bell,
that's
dumb.
Some bullshit that we would, that would be true.
What, the bell dumb?
No, oh, yeah, that bell dumb. Yeah, that bell dumb is based off of Alexander Graham Bell.
We're only halfway through the list. The last one of Gen 3,
is Thomas Edison.
Exactly. This one, you know, Rayquaza is, it's actually pronounced Oppenheimer. No, it's Rayquaza.
Rayquaza.
Rayquay. Yes.
I read this one. I read up about this one before. I think that's bullshit too.
I always say Rayquaza. I always said Rayquaza. Mm-hmm. All right, on to Gen 4.
Mm-hmm.
They allege that Bidoof's evolution is called what?
Barrel.
Barrel.
Yeah.
B-barrel.
B-barrel.
We've mispronounced this one a number of times
on
the podcast.
They should get Wally Shawn to voice B-barrel.
B-barrel. B-barrel. Inconceivable. The pre-evolution of Roselia.
Yes. Badoo.
It is Badoo. Not, I've said Budu like an idiot.
You really?
I've said it on this podcast.
That's crazy.
Similarly, the one that I always say Pasha.
That's how good a friend I am to you, that I wouldn't have said, what the fuck are you talking about?
Because it's all, you know, maybe beauty. Yeah, I'm giving you.
Budu is in the eye of the beholder.
Exactly. I always say Pachirisu.
Yes.
Pachirisu. You always say Pachirisu.
I do Pachirisu.
You break it up, and that is correct. I'll have
You know. See, I've got great instincts for this.
Exactly. Thing. Similar to Ampharos.
Uh huh.
The pre-evolution of Gastrodon.
Is Shellos?
Shellos.
No.
I'm telling you the
truth.
That's
goofy.
I'm telling you. I don't.
Shellos.
Listen, I'm not a perfect guy.
Yeah.
I don't lie to these people.
Yeah.
I don't lie to these guys.
We never would. No. Well, I might sometimes.
Yeah. No, yeah. You do it constantly. Miss Drevis evolves into?
Miss Magius.
It is Miss Magius. Not Miss Magius. Not like a mage.
Yes.
Mag.
It should be that, and we are victim of saying Miss Magius.
Oh, big time!
Yes,
big time. It's a victim. I made fun of you publicly,
by saying this,
because I've always known it as happening.
Happening.
It is
happening. Right.
Happiness.
Happiness.
Happy pee. That's right. the one that I feel like this is just lazy reading.
Yes.
But no one really knows the pre-evolution for Hippowdon.
It's hip.
Exactly. Exactly. Hip, everybody sees it and everybody's like,
Hippotas.
No. Hippopotas.
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 Hippopotas. It's just like, but everybody sees that and they're like, all right, it's like reading a Greek name and it's like, who gives a shit?
That's great.
Hippopotas.
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 I feel like I'm having a stroke.
Exactly. No, yeah, don't start. I can see the steam coming out of your ears.
Hippopotas.
Hippopotas.
Okay. Wow.
Hippopotas.
Why would they do that? Hippopotas.
They really should have named it something else. I always say Gallade.
Yes.
And I think you.
Gallade too.
No, I think you pretty consistently go Gallade.
Oh, I do. Yes, I do.
I think you do Gallade, and Gallade is correct.
Okay. Yes.
Gallade is
say
correct.
Gallade.
Like
a gallant blade.
This is a big one.
Yes.
The god Pokemon.
I know better than to even take a stab at this, because
everybody know what you
do. I really don't know. I would say Arceus.
I say Arceus.
Yes. It's not
It's Arceus.
It's Arceus.
It's Arceus.
But I feel like there has been consternation with this. I feel like people have flip-flopped on how you say that.
I feel like Pokemon. I feel like people, I have no doubt that they've done that, but I feel like people have pretty solid footing now that it is in fact Arceus.
Arceus.
I'm pretty certain.
Huh. Arceus. I feel like if it was Arceus, there should be a K in there.
I would tend to agree.
Is there a K in there? I don't know how to spell
it. How do you spell it?
How do you spell it? How do you spell it? You can't spell God. You have to put a dash there, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Why do you think that's just because we're a little insecure that we're spelling it wrong?
What?
When you, in religion, when you can't, you put dash in God.
Who puts dash in God?
I think it's either in the Hebrew text or something. You don't. They literally don't spell the word. It's G-D.
That's kind of what I'm saying. If I was there during the during those times, I'd be like, oh yeah, what happens if you do? I'd fucking throw in the O. I'd throw in the O and I'd see what happens.
Throw in the O.
And just for hey, you know,
hey,
I,
in the comments section, tell her, give her the O.
Give her the O. What's your O face? That's my favorite recurring bit, is when we turn to the theme, we ask a stupid fucking question. Dumb show.
Hey, everybody, in the comments section below, post pictures of your own.
No, don't do that, please. We have Cameron out there. Don't do that.
Oh, no, we
don't give him
that.
Any ideas.
No.
We do have a comment of the day. I think you missed
really?
This one. It made me laugh.
Oh, okay.
Between Alex and Cameron. Lipard. No, leopard. Like leopard. Leopard. Like leopard.
Like a good old leopard.
Leopard. Leopard. Leprosy. How about
this? This podcast is just a saying words back and forth to each other.
I think we need to do that more. Leopard, how about this? Leopard. How about this? How about this one?
Yeah, well, how about it?
What about the little fucking tapir floaty psychic?
I would say Muna, but it's like Mana, right?
It is Muna. I say Mana.
Oh,
it is Muna.
It is
well
Muna.
Done.
Well
Look
done.
At you, so smart.
Well, because it's like the moon.
Well, how about the old what's it called? What's the stripe zebra?
Oh, this is also this generation was hard, man. Zebstrika?
It is Zebstrika, not Zebstrika.
Not Zebstrika. Or was that?
That's how I said.
Really?
To people.
I said that out loud.
I said that out loud.
I would thought maybe it would be like Zebstrika.
No, Zebstrika.
Uh-huh.
Strike!
Zebstrika.
How about Strike. This? How about this bad Pokemon that they gave a Mega for no reason? It was like a normal. Like it was supposed to be like the Nurse Joy Pokemon.
I know what you're saying. Audino.
Audino, right?
Uh-huh.
Audino.
Audino?
Audino.
Like they ought to know.
Yeah, well done.
Like you really ought to know.
Like exactly. Well fucking done. How about this? There's a little frog fella.
Little
Seismitoad.
Frog fella. Seismitoad, Palpitoad.
And what's the one before?
And oh shit, I can't remember this one. Toadsworth.
Yes, Toadsworth. No, blank pole, blank pole.
Oh, poi pole.
No,
no, that's there.
Starts with a T.
Tadpole. what is it like? Toad pole? What is it?
T-Y-M-P-O-L-E.
Totem pole.
No.
T-O-Y...
No, T-Y-M, P-O-L...
Oh, time pole.
Tim pole.
Oh, my God.
Like Tim Cook of Apple.
Tim Cook of Apple.
Tim pole.
Tim Busfield. Tim...
Tim Buck-Two.
Tim Buck-Two. Tim Blake Nelson. Any Tim Blake Nelson fans
these are my favorite kind of episodes. what about the all right, this Pokemon should, it's a psychic flying type, it's a bootleg Natuzatu.
Sigilyph.
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 Sigilyph. Sigil, like when you know, like when a girl jills off.
Yeah. telling it. It's one of my favorite things to bring up in conversation is the difference between jacking and jilling.
I don't know what much conversation.
I asked, I'm like, have you ever heard this term?
Yeah.
Oh, I think that's very funny. All right, thank you. Thank you for that.
What about the garbage Pokemon? Not Trubbish, but his evolution.
Garbodor.
Garb odor.
Garb odor.
They're stinky.
Get the fuck out of here. Oh God, garb order.
Garb odor. What about Gotharita, Gothitita, Gothamita? What's the final one?
Gothitelle.
Gothitelle. Uh-huh. I always said Gothitelli. Like it was a pasta. Yeah,
like it's an Italian grandma.
And then my favorite part of the space video is when I mispronounced the Dujin and whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And whatever. Do you know how to actually pronounce it? But it is Reuniclus.
Reuniclus.
Reuniclus. Yes. This one really got, this one shook me to my very core.
Uh-oh.
What is my favorite grass steel type?
Fortress. No, Ferrothorn.
Ferrothorn, right?
Yes.
It is distinctly Ferrothorn.
Ferrothorn.
Ferra, not Ferrothorn. Ferrothorn.
Why is it's not spelled with an O?
It is spelled with an O.
But it's Ferrothorn.
Ferrothorn.
Well, that seems confusing.
That's
why
what I
wouldn't
said.
They just spell it like that?
No, no. And you're right. We're right that it's Beartic.
Beartic.
Not Beartic. This is the interesting.
Beartic.
Be aggressive. Be aggressive. How about this? What about those little floppy fight? The ones that are little cats, and it evolves into something a little sexy. Mian Xiao.
Mian Xiao. Oh yes, this is this other thing that it's sexy. Yes. Mian Xiao.
Mian. I always thought it was Mian. Mean.
Mian Xiao.
Mian Xiao.
Mian Xiao. Mian Fu.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
I gotta apologize to the guy at my Chinese my Chinese food place.
How about the dinosaur, the vulture type? The vulture flying.
Oh yeah.
Type?
It's Archaeops.
No.
What? No. It's
Vulva.
What
I don't know. I always said Vullaby.
Vullaby?
Vullaby evolves into the fucking what's his name?
Into the Vullaby.
Vullaby evolves into. You like this thing? It has a skull as a diaper or something.
Oh, you're talking about. Oh, yeah. Vullaby turns into
Mandibuzz.
Mandibuzz.
Vullaby evolves into Mandibuzz.
I was thinking like a fossil Pokemon.
No,
like
but he's
Archaeops.
Not. No, he's not. Yes.
Vullaby turns into Mandibuzz.
Oh, we're saying Vullaby.
What is it?
Vullaby.
Vullaby.
Like lullaby.
Oh, that's clever.
It is clever.
Oh, I like that.
It's a shame nobody noticed.
Vullaby. Yeah, no, I will go that.
My favorite, now. This was a fun thing that I like that they did this.
Yes.
What's the pseudo legendary that generation? Hydreigon.
Hydreigon.
The first one is Dino, right?
Yeah. And then
what's the middle one?
Zweilous.
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 They were very. They
Zweilous.
Wanted, they said it is going to be German, okay?
Uh-huh. It is
okay,
German.
We are pronouncing it Zweilous. Say no more. Goodbye. Okay.
Hydreigon.
This one was interesting.
Yes. Yes.
Well, no, I guess I fucked this up.
No.
It's like it's not Cobalion.
Yeah.
It's Cobalion. And Virizion.
Yeah, Virizion. Terrakion.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't fuck with that.
Nobody cares.
Yeah.
Frogadier, not Frogadier.
Oh, interesting.
Frogadier.
Frogadier.
We're right.
Frogadier.
Yes. It is Vivillon.
Vivillon.
It is not Vivellon.
Yeah.
It is Vivillon.
Vivillon.
How about this?
How about this? You hear about this? You hear about this?
You guys hear? Do we know this?
Yeah.
Pancham.
Pancham?
Pancham.
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 You sure you're saying that right?
Pancham.
Pancham?
Pancham and Pangaro.
Hey, boys, Pancham.
Pancham. Pancham.
Pancham, boys.
Pancham. Pancham and Pangaro, not Pangoro.
Pangaro.
Pangaro.
What is it, a kangaroo? Bankero.
A shout out to the original one. It is Dragalge. It's not Dragalge. It's Dragalge.
Dragalge, yes.
Xerneas and Yveltal.
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 And
Xerneas.
Not Wyveltal. Not
Yveltal. Yveltal.
Yveltal. Okay.
How about this?
Yeah?
Die.
Ansi?
Dianci.
No way. Ansi. There's something about that.
I went
a little...
to a girl. I went to a high school with a girl. Her name was Medianti.
Yeah. Medianti. What do you do if you have a lisp? You say some of these things.
That's my biggest lisp. Oh, yeah.
Dianthi.
Suffering fuckatash.
Fuckatash.
Breon.
No, you even know Brian.
You go, no, Ephraim. Breon. You don't even know what I'm even referring to.
I couldn't even begin to guess. There's Brioni. A Pokemon named Breon.
Brioni.
Brioni is named Breon?
Breon.
That's crazy.
Isn't that silly?
Why?
I don't know.
Breon.
Breon.
No. So Popplio, Breon.
Primarina.
And then Primarina.
Yes, Breon.
Is there something that I'm not putting together there? What it?
I think it's one of the most curious named Pokemon of all time. Why did they name it?
That's like...
Why didn't they name it Popplio? Yeah,
Popplio. That would be if it was like... It's like Rowlet, Carlos, Decidueye.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you talking about?
I don't know. Vikavolt.
Vikavolt is not Vikavolt. It's
Vikavolt.
Vikavolt.
More German.
Vikavolt.
Yes.
Wow.
This one really sent me into a spiral.
Yeah. So tell me about it.
The,
do you want to talk?
Can we turn the cameras off? The water spider.
The water spider. Oh, Dewpider.
Dewpider.
Uh-huh.
It's actually pronounced.
Oh, you're going to tell me it's Dewpider.
It's Dewpider.
No, not Dewpider.
Dewpider. Girls go to Dewpider to get more stupider. Boys go to college to get more knowledge.
To get more pussy.
Hey, come on, give me some. Yeah. Okay.
Imagine if someone showed up to this podcast, first time seeing us, and this is like, oh, I want to learn a little bit about the names.
All right. Okay. Comfey. It is pronounced Comfey.
Comfey.
You know?
Come from a fey.
Come on my fey. What a stupid... This is not even smart humor anymore.
Come for Faye, baby.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, oh my God.
What's Type Null's evolution?
I know this one. We would have been saying Silvally.
Silvally.
It should be Silvally.
It is Silvally.
Because it is an ally.
Yeah.
It's also a legendary Pokemon. Can you
believe
that?
That's my favorite. We have to remember that for every Pokedoku.
I know.
We
crazy.
We have to remember that for every single Pokedoku. And it is a normal type. It's considered normal type.
Yes.
Yes. So what's the ghost fairy? The little Pikachu fake thing?
Mimikyu.
It is Mimikyu.
Mimikyu.
Not Mimikyu.
Not Mimikyu.
Me.
I hope it evolves and it turns into Yu-Yu. Yu-Yu.
Yu-Yu Poo.
Yu-Yu Hakusho.
How about
hey,
this?
Gang.
How about this?
Yeah.
Yeah, tip your bartenders, folks.
Tip your bartenders.
What's the
darkest thing that's ever happened?
No. What's this? It's not even a dark type. It's a psychic type.
Yes.
It's this black crystal that attaches onto Solgaleo and Lunala.
Yes. Necrozma.
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 Crow.
Oh, well, like necrosis. Yeah.
Necrosis.
Okay, cool. Okay.
Eat crow.
Sure.
How about this? What is Poipole? You mentioned Poipole before.
Yeah, I love Poipole.
What does he evolve into?
Oh, I always say this different. Every time
every
I'm
single
on the,
yeah, I do. I say it different yeah. Every single time. But we have the truth at last.
Yes. I tend to say Naginadel.
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 Wow.
Naginadel.
This is, again, I know this is based off of something. It's like some
based
Taiwanese
off a true
thing.
Story.
Yeah, based on a true story.
We need to find one of those.
Story of honey.
you don't get that joke. No, you don't know that
you
joke.
You don't get that joke.
Maybe someday they
yeah,
will.
Hey, maybe people will look back and they say, only knew that.
Yes.
Yeah, no, I I know it's based off of something, but I don't know. I can't remember what that's pronounced like either. And I know the next one is probably, what, Nihiligo?
Well, no, I thought it was pronounced Nihiligo.
I think it's Nihiligo.
You think so?
I think it's Nihiligo.
I think it's Nihiligo.
Nihiligo.
We can look it up really swiftly. Mm-hmm. Like, really swiftly, though. Wait, hold on. That was a comedy video that I saw. Hold on. No, Nihiligo. Wow. I got it to the...
On the first one?
On the first fucking go. Nihiligo.
Nihiligo.
You guys heard it. This is the Chase review. We only get three of these each. To keep up the competition.
Okay, great.
Intellion.
Really?
Not Intellion. Intellion.
Intellion.
Like chameleon.
Oh, I guess you're right. Yeah.
Yep.
It's not chameleon. It's chameleon. Intellion. Okay, wow.
I always said, this is me not reading well.
Yeah.
But I always said Pinchurchin.
Pinchurchin.
Pink urchin. Pink urchin.
I think I've said it like
pink
that.
Urchin.
Pink, pink urchin.
Pink urchin. Pink urchin. Irish.
I've been saying, yeah. Irish.
Irish.
What if I'm like, what's the country of origin?
Can you use it as sentence?
Can you use it? I went to pinned kerchief.
What about the electric dark type? The little stupid one that gets hungry?
More pico.
More pico.
But I know you're going to tell me it's more peco.
It's more peco.
Oh, God.
Right on the pecker.
Oh, God. Right in the family jewels.
Right in the twig and berries. The old, how about this, Dracovish?
Dracovich.
Dracovish.
Yeah. Dracovich.
Yes, no, Russian literature. Mm-hmm. Duraludon.
Duraludon.
We had gotten comfortable with.
Yes.
Duraludon. Just keep that in mind for later. How about this? It's Reggie Ilecki.
Reggie Ilecki.
It's not
what?
Reggie Ilecki. It's Reggie Ilecki.
I know, and it's also not Reggie Ice. It's Reg Ice.
It's Reg Ice.
Uh-huh. Reggie Ilecki?
Reggie Ilecki.
Reggie, yes. So it's Reggie Ilecki, but Reg Ice.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Okay.
Yes. Crocolore.
Yes. Crocolore.
Not Crocolore.
Crocolore.
I would argue that this is, if you gave me a second challenge, I know I already burned my challenge on Mantine.
Yeah.
I would use my second challenge on
this
Crocolore.
Should be
it should be Crocolore.
Crocolore.
This one really shook me to my core.
Yeah. You've had a bunch of these so far.
Yeah.
Are you easily shaken?
I've had a rough day.
Yeah, haven't we all?
Quackquivel.
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 And not Quackquivel?
Not Quackquivel. Quackquivel.
That's crazy.
I like mine better.
Uh-huh. Our channel is dedicated.
Our channel was birthed.
Yeah, it was birthed by Quackquivel.
Quackquivel.
Are you sure that's not just a Midwest guy trying to say it?
Maybe.
Yeah, and that's Quackquivel.
Listen. Trust your pilot Pokemon did all the work for us, so I'm trusting him.
Oh, that's Quackquivel.
I'm hoping he sends his subscribers ours. He's got about 9,000.
Does he really?
Hey, we got 1,700.
Shout out to you. Shout out to you. The 1,700.
Can we get up to 1,800? I can't hear you. There was consternation about this one.
Yeah.
Pawmi. Evolves into Pawmo.
Pawmo.
Evolves into
Pawmot.
Pawmot.
Uh-huh.
That is of today the correct pronunciation.
But
I don't know if it's in one of the catalog magazines or some website it was on.
Somebody said Pawmot.
Pawmot, like a marmot.
Oh, like a marmot.
Like a marmot.
Pawmot.
Palm it.
Oh, I like that.
You know,
I would
when you
use
hold
that.
A basketball, you palm it.
You palm it, yeah. When you, I'm done.
How about this? Everybody says Sarulege.
Yeah.
Sarulege.
Sarulege.
Yep.
Like cerulean.
Yep. Sure. Yes.
Well, that's the color.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is Flittle evolve into?
Flitty.
What does it evolve?
Espathra.
Espathra. Like espathra. An empath, like telepathy.
Oh, espathra. Espathra.
I just made you click that notification bell.
Okay.
I always said bombardier.
Bombardier. Bombardier.
I wish. Bombardier.
Bombardier. That does sound a little better.
I think Bombardier sounds way better.
No, I think Bombardier. It's a little clunky. Bombardier.
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 I reminds yes. me, you know why? It's because it reminds me of that episode of SpongeBob where he calls him Squidwardier.
Squidwardier.
Frigibax.
Frigibax is not what? What do we? Oh, are you going to say it's Frigibax?
Frigibax.
Like frigid?
Or refrigerator. You ever hear of those?
Can't say I have.
And is the fact
I like to keep all my food in a bucket with ice.
Is the final one.
Yeah.
We were saying Archuladon.
Yeah.
Archaludon. Archaludon.
Archaludon?
Duruladon. Wait, what? Wait, no.
Duruladon.
No. Wait, now I've already lost it. It's Archaludon and Duraludon. Duraludon, Archaludon.
Duraludon, Archaludon.
That's it.
Okay, Duraludon, Archaludon. Oh. Interesting.
Did you have a favorite? That was the complete list.
Hey, everybody in the comment section, put your favorite.
Which one do you most vehemently disagree with? Which one makes you want to storm the Capitol?
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Which one wants to make you come on over here and, you know, storm the couch?
Storm the couch.
Storm the couch.
So did you have a favorite?
I liked, there was one that I did like. I mean, just recency bias. I like Bombardier.
Anyone that most shocked you?
Anyone
that you feel we missed? One that you feel you say wrong?
Nogginoddle.
Yeah, that one really got
me. Is going to change things for me.
It's really a game changer.
Yes. I don't know. Rattata, that's the first one. Yeah, I can only think of the first and last
one. I mean, it's Rattata.
Yeah, Rattata.
Rattata.
Yeah, Rattata.
I say Rattata.
Eradicate.
Eradicate. Eradicate.
Middle. Eradicate. Oh, that I just got that. Put that together, huh?
Eradicate.
Eradicate.
Wow. That's it. What other ones can we find?
Yeah. Here, let's start over. We're only at 53 minutes.
Hey, if you made it this far in the video, please leave a like. Oh, I forgot. I have a comment of the day.
Oh, we got to do a comment
of the day. If you made it this far in the video, please leave a like and subscribe if you haven't already. If you're listening on any of the audio apps, please leave a 5-star review. If you don't leave a 5-star review, leave a 4-star review. If you don't leave a 4-star review, oh, wait, no, fuck all this. We have a special announcement.
Oh, we do?
Yeah. Our special announcement is that we know that you guys love Pokidoku so much. It's getting to be too much for us. Yeah. So we're not going to do Pokidoku on the podcast anymore. We're very sorry to see that. Instead, what we're doing is we're going to do it every single week in its own video that you have to watch separately from the podcast.
That's
you stupid
right.
little That's invertebrates.
Right. We got you.
Every Saturday.
We got you.
Every Saturday at midnight. So Friday at midnight.
Saturday morning cartoons.
Saturday morning cartoons. You're going to see a fresh Pokidoku video every single week. Yeah, exactly. So that's going to be fun for everybody.
So that'll be fun. We're doubling the content load. Maybe there'll be some vlogs, too. Maybe I'll go and do something, huh?
Hey, and guess what? Double the trouble, baby.
Double the... Team Rocket blasting off again.
Exactly. I'm looking up the Knicks schedule. Well, I'll look it up later. If you're listening on ADO, you absolutely leave a 5-star review. Or you don't leave a 5-star review, leave a 4-star review. You don't leave a 4-star review. Come on, man.
Come
we just gave you your favorite part more every week. We just committed to
uh-huh,
you.
It's true.
So go ahead and don't do that for us. Instead, what you do is you click that notification bell and leave a comment. I reply to every single comment. We're going to get to the comment of the day in a second after Ethan does his thing. And that's how we get a discussion going. It's very good. But if you want to do all that, you just want to give us money. What did I do?
You can go to, not Teespring. You can There's go to 4chan.
Four weddings.
Four. You can go to, I think it's Four Squared.
Four. I will check in a minute.
There's something. There's a link in the description below. That can take you to our new merch store where there's new merch. There's new T-shirts. Hey, nobody say anything about my T-shirt, huh?
Yeah, maybe we get some of those.
Right
Would
here,
you guys
we might
wear
get
this?
Some of these.
Show
like
people.
This? So this is my Do You Read Kilgore Trout T-shirt. Made it myself. If you like it, if you think you'd like to wear it, I'll put the design up on the you know. I'll put it up on fourth wall, right?
Bellhop Productions-shop-fourthwall.com.
Yeah. So we're going to put it up on Fourth Wall. We're going to put it up there. There's other ones coming, too, you know? But also, there's plenty of fun ones. You can get yourself a mug. You can get yourself a T-shirt. You can get yourself a girlfriend. Why don't you? Why don't you put yourself out there? You're a lovely little guy. Why don't you? Huh? You're great.
All right. So comment.
You've got lots of good qualities.
So comment of the day, then we'll do trivia quick.
Yes.
Okay. Alex Toman on the Pokemon, when I said I'm a Pokemon guy in front of my friends, in front of my big strong friends, he said, please never change y'all. That's Alex Toman, one of our loyal subscribers. He's
Loyalists.
The leader of the Bellhop.
He's a loyalist.
One of the many leaders.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And he said a crying emoji. I had a rough week, so I didn't reply to a lot of comments. I was busy. I was running around. I replied to them all today, but it took me a minute, so I didn't reply to this. So I looked down and it already has a reply. Guess who it was?
Wow.
Have you heard of the fellow Cameron Ross?
I know him well.
Cameron Ross said, please never change, Alex. And then in parentheses, I'm saying what I feel like Ryan would say because for some reason he's not replying to anything. And I say, you dirty dog, you stole my fucking line.
That's good. He's got you.
He's got me.
He knows
your bit. He knows all my cadences.
I think
silly
he might
bastard.
Be his favorite, is the thing. That's the problem.
No, I think he likes you.
He likes me.
He likes you. He was on your live the whole time, wasn't he?
No, I think he had school. He had to do his arithmetic, you know. Yeah.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah, no.
All right. So at the beginning of the stream, as you remember, I said the things I do for love, and I said what yes. show, and you took you a minute. Do we know what show? Have you put your guest
have
down
you
below?
Put your guest
the
down
things,
below.
The things I do for love. Do you want me to say it my and how he actually sounds?
Yeah.
What show is it?
It is Courage the Cowardly Dog.
If you got the correct answer, that means you get 10,000 points. Good for you.
10,000 points. You can use that to redeem them at the Fourth Wall store.
For exactly $0. You have anything else to say?
I got nothing else to say.
All right, guys. See you next week. Bye.
See ya. I'm moving down.
Bop.
Right there.
Nice. Well done.
Well done.